This week's podcast is a fun one. I've got Dr. Brad back on. He's our technical nutritionist, educator, researcher, practitioner, student mentor. I mean, I could go on for half an hour on that. I'm going to pull that one back because we've got someone that may even go close to trumping Brad on this week. I don't want to throw that out too easily, Brad, but this week we have Dr. Sibylla. Here we go. You ready for this, guys? I may get this wrong. Buchwald Werner.
Perfect.
Hey, my German's getting better every minute. German researchers on, Australian researchers on. This is going to be a great podcast in relation to natural support to cope with daily requirements from high workload, stress, life. Let's get it on.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. Today's podcast is brought to you by the revolutionary new Hydroxyburn Sleep RX. This natural, therapeutic sleep formula is unlike any other, designed specifically to combat the negative impacts of poor sleep on the mind and body without the common side effects associated with other sleep aids. It combines innovative and clinically researched German ingredients Recoverburn and Blue Ness with other safe, proven herbs to calm the mind and soothe the nerves, helping you sleep better. How? Via lower levels of stress and anxiety and reduced muscle pain, improving your recovery time and enhancing mood. Sleep better.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the house of fit, happy, healthy. Today, we're going to talk about natural support to cope with the requirements of daily workloads. And with me, I have two experts. I've got well-known German researcher, Dr. Sibylla. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And with her is our favorite doctor of naturopathy. Is that the right word to use? Am I allowed to say that, or is that
you can say that?
I can say that, Dr. Brad. And look, we're going to talk about stress. I'd like to start with first is like Dr. Sibylla has flown from Germany here to do this talk, and she represents a brand called Blue Ness, which is in a couple of our products. It's in our Clean Coffee, our Hydroxyburn Clinical, and our Hydroxyburn Sleep. So we're massive fans of your product. Look, I think it's really important that people understand why we went with the Blue Ness brand when it came to, you know, and we're talking about, Brad, and you've talked about this a lot with us, something very, very topical at the moment being stress.
Very important.
Yeah. So, Dr. Sibylla, do you want to tell us a little bit about your company, Blue Ness, and then we'll rip into how you manufacture it, why it's different to any herb I can buy from anywhere. Just let people know what, you know, the trust and what they're doing when they're investing in a body science product and a Blue Ness brand on it. So,
yeah. So, I'm the managing director and founder of Vital Solution. And Vital Solution is a German-based company which develops natural ingredients for the nutrition and health industry. So, all our ingredients are natural. They are made from plants which have a safe history as a food. And then we develop ingredients which help us all to have a better life and to have a good quality of life. And when we think about today's lifestyle, as you said, stress is there every day. And we cannot ignore it because we have the lifestyle, we have the targets we want to achieve. And so the stress is there. So the only thing that we can do is to do things that we also have fun during the day, but also to help our body to cope with the stress. And therefore, I was looking for a natural ingredient which can help to cope stress. And after screening several raw materials, we saw that the lemon balm, which is the base for our Blue Ness, would be the best one. Okay. Because lemon balm has a traditional use, to be used to be more calm. But we wanted to be better than the traditional use. So what Vital Solution did was bridging the gap between something traditional and a new technology. And that the outcome is then Blue Ness, which is a lemon balm, which also has a effects on the brain to get us more focused so that we can do our work better, so that we don't produce so much stress. But then the stress which is produced can also be reduced. And the marker for this is the cortisol. So cortisol is always being elevated if we have stress. Mm-hmm. And if it is only a little time elevated, it's positive because it gives us more alertness and also being quicker in reaction. But if it's permanent elevated, then it has negative effects on our heart. We don't have a metabolism, so we are more craving for sugar, we are putting on weight, all stuff we don't want.
Yeah,
And so therefore Blue Ness would help you to reduce the cortisol if you cannot get rid of your stress, and then helps you to get more healthy and also more happy.
Nice. So why would someone like you want to look for an ingredient like Blue Ness? So your undergrad was as a pharmacist?
Yes.
Yes. And you've gone on to a doctorate in
pharmaceutical chemistry.
Okay, well, that's a fair kick, more than I've ever done in my life. So I'm going to keep listening now. And you've published a lot of research in relation to this area. So do you want to talk a little bit about that before we dig into what blueness is? And Brad, you tell us why as humans we need to acknowledge that and look at what we're doing and where we're going.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I start with some examples when people would need blueness or when I need blueness, right? So what blueness and lemon balm does, it helps you to get the focus, to get your work done properly and not being distracted. And throughout the day, there are several different occasions where we need this. So for example, and I really like this example, you come to the office, your desk is full of work and you think, oh my God, how can I get this done during the day? Let's go and have a coffee. So you start with a break to get your brain being
starting
more
with a
smooth,
break, I like
right?
It.
Right. So if you take the blueness in the morning, and for example, you could take the green coffee from Body Science, which gives you the coffee kick and the blueness, then you go back to the desk and you would say, okay, what's the problem? This is 30 minutes. This is one hour, this is 2 hours, this I can give to my colleague, this I can do next week because it's not so urgent. So you can structure your work and that's where you also get more focus and you get better performance. So this is a situation where blueness would really help you.
And I assume, Brad, from the clinical perspective that you play in, a lot of people come to talk to you about work-based stress?
That's it. Well, stress is one of the things that affects us 24/7, as alluded to earlier. And think about it, the stress, and we've talked about this on previous podcasts, the stress of today's world is totally different to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago. And if you think about it, that continual stress, if you don't work with it effectively, cortisol levels do change. Mm-hmm. They go up to a certain point, then after a period of time, you have that adrenal burnout, so to say. Mm-hmm. In other cases, you have the adrenaline, the other neurotransmitters and hormones building up. The body keeps fighting this stress. And then you do feel tired, not focused. Little things frustrate you. Noises, like there could be a little noise. No one else will hear it, but you hear it because you're becoming hypersensitive into that fight or flight response now. You're moving into the wrong phase of stress. Mm-hmm. So instead of the old style stress we talked about last time, there's a saber-toothed tiger in the distance. That could be your work, using the example now. Instead of fighting or flighting from it, we can now have the ability to focus. Now, the benefit about focus is we can focus on work, focus on our loved ones, focus on sleep, because sleep's a very big factor that we talked about before the podcast. And just being able to focus on everyday life is something we need to do a lot more of. And it sounds interesting to sort of put it that way, that we do need to focus on life. If you're easily distracted, you hear about it all the time. Someone's walking across the road and lose focus and nearly get hit by a car because they're just distracted for that millisecond. That's focus. You have to get across the squirrels. It's the monkey mind and all these kind of things that you don't have focus to walk across the road.
Yes.
You know, and that's an everyday situation.
Yeah. That you say we have to focus on life because life is much more than only work.
That's right.
So if we think about after work, so what is after work? After work is going to do yoga, to do sports, to concentrate on your kids, on the family. And it's very important that we are not distracted by thinking about work or the projects we have to do the next day or the next week, that we can really have quality time with the task we want to do. Flow into your yoga class, concentrate on your kids. And even as you said, at the end of the day, go to sleep, be prepared to sleep, not having your thoughts circling about things which are absolutely not important at this moment.
Because it's the end of the day, you should not be taking the day's end through into that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something else is when people have trouble with sleeping, their focus is not there to focus on the sleep itself, but they are mulling over the day, what they have to do today, what they got to do tomorrow. They have to take the kids to the weekend to do something else. You don't need to be thinking of those things.
If you give your brain a door to talk stress, it just opens up and says, let's create as many issues as we can.
That's it. And let's go down those, you know, Alice in Wonderland rabbit warrens, you know what I mean? And then you get stuck in there. You get
solving problems there. That'll never ever be a problem.
That's it.
Look, can we dig a little bit deep now? Can we stick the lab coat on and talk about why blueness actually does what it does? Mm-hmm. Like what you've just talked about there is really exciting. Like it's stress and, you know, we've got ways we can manage it through life and through nutritional supplements, etc. But why does blueness actually work? What did you find in your research?
Well, blueness helps us to balance the neurotransmitter in our brain. So these are different molecules which are important, which work hand in hand to get us in a good performance, which can be being relaxed, being focused. The focus is the main part.
Mm-hmm.
And concentrating, alertness, being in a good mood. mood, being not too nervous. So all of this, we need the little neurotransmitters, which are in the brain. And we have developed Blüness to act to balance these neurotransmitters. So let's speak about the development. So when you have a lemon balm and you have a good quality lemon balm, so a good quality lemon balm means it has a decent amount of rosmarinic acid, then this lemon balm would give you more GABA. And GABA is one neurotransmitter in the brain, which helps us to be more calm. So for example, if we are very sad or agitated and we cry, GABA channels are opened and then more GABA is getting into the system. Yes. And then normally after a good cry, you feel really relaxed. So that's what GABA is doing. So this is something you would get from a good quality lemon balm. But Blüness can do more because we don't only want to be relaxed, we also want to focus and to get the things done that we want to get done. And to do this, we had to select a specific breeding line because this activity not all lemon balms have. So what we have done, we have screened different breeding line and seeds. We have selected the ones which are effective. And these ones are then cultivated in Germany for Blüness. And then all the time we are harvesting it, we are checking for the activity again, because evolutionary, the plants, the seeds could change. And that's the difference. So it's not a generic one, which would only help you to get more calm. Mm-hmm. It has the additional benefits, which balance all the neurotransmitters and then provides the effects of being more focused, more concentrated, and also have the beneficial effects to reduce the cortisol and the negative effects on stress.
And how do you test for that? Like what did your research look like?
Well, we don't know what's the molecule behind because natural products have thousands of molecules and normally you only know some percent of it. So the rosmarinic acid is known for the GABA. So this is something you can test phytochemically, you do analysis. But for the muscarinic receptor, we don't know which molecules are all involved. So what we are doing is a bioassay guided standardization. That means we do an in vitro study looking for a specific receptor, and it's a cholinergic receptor called muscarinic receptor, M1 to be concrete. And this one we are checking. And then we do this test in each batch. So it's a completely different, level of quality control, because it's not only chemical, it's in the biological system checking for beneficial effects.
And Brad, as a someone who works in a clinic, is that the type of backbone you're looking for in an ingredient when you're going to recommend it to someone?
Definitely. Yeah. One of the best things about in vitro studies is it gives us the mechanism of action. It allows us to have a better understanding of why is it so. That question a lot of us ask. Why is this so? How is this working? We know that you feel better afterwards, that you have the focus and the drive and the ability to get more done at the end of the day, as we talked about in the past, and still have that focus and less stress about it. With the in vitro studies, we look at that as a high-level benchmark, so we can see this is what we need to do, this is how it works, and how about let's look at different dosages? And that's part of what your research has done in the past. You've looked at different dosages. And then you know what is a clinically effective dose to do what you need to do, versus like what we say is there's lemon balm, then there's lemon balm. And that's the difference with the rosmarinic acids, etc.
What we say at Body Science is lemon balm and then there's Blüness.
That's right.
So that's our little story we got here. So,
yeah.
Like, Sybil, when it comes to doing research, did you pick older populations, younger populations, sporty? Like, what type of people were you researching when you start talking about what's happening in the brain?
Well, it always depends what is your target group, because you cannot do a clinical study that fits all.
Yes.
So you need to know what you want to address, what are the benefits, and who are then the consumers you want to target. Mm-hmm. So when we developed the Blüness, we were thinking about young professionals.
Okay.
So students, people like 40 to 50. We did not think about elderly people who are looking at products that help them to improve memory or beginning dementia. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have the people who are full in life and being active. And so we have done our clinicals particularly targeting this age group, and also we had these people included in our studies.
That's fairly unusual for someone from a research point of view, Brad, for someone to pick a younger population versus an older population, because I assume that an older population with memory recall and stress is probably a little bit of a gift versus hitting on. I'm not a researcher, so I could be talking out of school here, but I assume that that's a clever study that you've done there.
That's right, and picking the audience is always a difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, with my research just briefly, my target audience was in healthy people and cardiac. So hopefully the young people don't have cardiac problems. And again, flipping it to your side, you're looking at people who are busy professionals, younger people up to 40 to 50, using your example. They're people who are a good target market for everyday 24/7 business, family, university, work. So you can sort of actually cover a wider audience.
For us,
Hitting the gym. And a point I was was going to make earlier is, let's just say you've got up, you've gone to work, you've done your 8 to 6, not 9 to 5, you've done that little bit extra, you want to go to the gym, you do not want to do a workout not focused, because that's going to be bad. You're dangerous. You lose focus for a millisecond, it's going to be a problem. So having the ability to maintain the focus throughout the day and into the night, it's a perfect way of sort of, you know, optimizing health. And looking at that target audience, you've actually encapsulated a very wide audience. So think of it like early 20s to 50s as an example. That's a large percentage of the population.
Yeah, it's good.
So it covers a wide range of health issues, but also healthy people too, because everyone wants to be healthier.
And we're speaking about food and supplements. So this means we need to do research with healthy people, because we are targeting healthy people.
Absolutely.
Due to our lifestyle, we have a lot of challenging situations. So it's not that you need to build up something artificial to get results out of healthy people. Because in our studies, for example, we have used the so-called stress battery. So the people were sitting in front of the PC and they had to do 4 different tasks simultaneously. It was like adding up numbers, remembering words, identifying colors and tracking dots, which has then, from a scientific point of view, a different background, like having mathematic processing, memory, anxiety, reaction time. And then in the middle of the screen, all the time they made a mistake, a number was going up. So you can imagine this is a stressful situation. And then you have this, but it's stressful, but it's also very comparable to a normal life.
Yes.
Because you have this situation.
That's right.
Like driving a car, being in the office, taking care for your kids, etc. So we had this artificial study, but the parameters and the environment was like real life. And then you can see how you can help people, how you can help people to get being less stressed by the situation and also to have a better performance or being more calm.
Nice. And you've not just done one study, gone out and go, let's sell this. You've done 3 human studies, is that right?
Actually, we have done 5, but we have done 3 main human studies. Because when you do brain science, what is very important is the time when you are testing. And so therefore, we did also a pharmacokinetic study, which means that we monitored how much time it takes after you are taking the product, that the actives are becoming detectable in the blood, in the plasma, which is not very usual for food, because normally you just say, okay, we know it's going in and out. But for a product like this, it was for us important because we wanted to know the kinetics, so the time curve and what is the concentration in the blood. And what we have seen is, and we checked for the rosmarinic acid in the plasma, that after 30 minutes to 1 hour, you get the highest peak, and then it goes down and is out of the body after 5. So what does it tell us? First of all, it tells us it will have a quick effect, and it will be very, very safe, because after 5 hours, everything is out. And so that is very important, because mental support or stress reduction, maybe depending on your period in your life, you need it not only once, maybe you need it 2 times a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a student who is learning, who wants to have support in the morning, in the afternoon, maybe even doing a night session, or have high in the morning, you have your work, in the afternoon you do high intensity training. So you also need to get the support, and you can take it up to 3 times without being afraid of having any hangover or adding up some concentration in the blood. So it's completely safe. That was the first finding. The second one was, okay, if it's so quick in the blood, we can also test in the study after 1 hour. And then we also tested after 3 hours to see that the effect has a decent time when it is present.
And that's the exciting thing about these pharmacokinetic studies. One, that you showed that it was absorbed, that the product works.
That's a big
actually,
thing, isn't
that's
it?
That's a huge thing, because not every product is. So therefore, you're actually saying that the person takes it, it gets absorbed through their digestive system. So this is a nutritional component of our session here. So you take it, you absorb it into the digestive system, that's broken down, assimilated into the blood, into the plasma. It gets into wherever it needs to go, and it's measurable after 30 minutes.
That's crazy.
That's fantastic crazy. Do you know what I mean? And then measuring, you know, at 1 hour and 3 hours and seeing the cognitive effects, you know, it shows that not only does it get absorbed, but it does last in the bloodstream for a period of time. So that way you can take it that, oh no, I'm going to have a huge amount of stress right now. I've got a big meeting to go to. I've got a lot of work to do. You can actually now plan and say, all right, I'm going to take some Blue Ness. I know myself it's going to get into the system 30 to 60 minutes, and then I'll be able to focus a lot better and get the job done.
Yeah.
And then perform at a higher peak effectively.
Exactly.
Perform at a higher peak, get it done, and then move on to the next job and still have some fuel in the fire to get onto the next task.
Nice. So we've used Blue Ness in 2 products. One's our Hydroxyburn Clinical, and the other one's our Hydroxyburn Sleep. So our concept was, in the morning, you get up, your cortisol's high. That's not a bad thing. Most people are taking a pre-workout these days, so they'll go and train early in the morning. They've gone through the training, 2 hours later, 3 hours, we're hitting work. So we're saying people take the first tablet at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and have a better day at work based on, you know, the theories that you guys talked about before, managing life stresses. Then we've said, okay, now your day is coming to an end. Let's take the same product again. And a lot of people are going, well, hang on. Mm. You told me to take the first one in the morning for energy, mood status, focus, and the thermogenic side of that product and the fat burning. Now you're telling me to take it at night before I go to sleep. Are you kidding me? Like, seriously, I'm going to be pinging off the walls at 2 o'clock in the morning if I take this product. Now that's incorrect, Sybil. And that's one of the things that it took me a little while to get my head around that with you in the early days when you were talking to us about the sleep concept of using Blueness. Can we just touch on that now? Like, when you look at the 24/7 family support concept of it, you sort of go around alertness, focus, concentration, but you go the other way. It's focus, cortisol down, relaxation. So can we talk about that side of things? And I want to rip into cortisol after this. Everyone wants to talk about cortisol. But I'd like to have a little chat about how the products work in with body science, because it's caused a lot of confusion in the marketplace. So that at night, why would I take Blueness when I'm taking it in the morning to help me rip into what I'm doing for the day?
Yeah, when we speak about lemon balm, then many people know the traditional use. And the traditional use of lemon balm was to use it for getting calm and also use it as a sleeping aid. But looking into the details, traditionally, lemon balm was never used as a standalone. So there was always some more strong sleeping supporting ingredients in, like valerian or hops. And looking into the science, lemon balm itself has not an effect on sleep architecture. So it will not change that you sleep longer or deeper or whatever. What it has, it helps you to give the focus. And so this is, I think, also the, maybe it's a better word, not to say it makes you calm. It's better to say it gives you the focus. And the focus that you can do something 100%, this is what lemon balm does, or what Blueness does. So in the morning, you focus on your work.
Yes.
Or you focus on your sports, on your exercise. And in the evening, you focus on your sleep. And it helps you not to be distracted. So to do 100% what you want to do. And that's why it has a 24/7 support, because there are a lot of things throughout the day and in the night, in the evening when we want to sleep, where we have to focus on.
Yeah, so we tell people not to take it at 6 o'clock at night and to go to bed at nine. We say take it like 20 to 30 minutes before you're actually going to bed, because if you're watching some TV show, you're going to focus on what the TV show is. And so it's about at the end of your day. Are we doing the right thing there and telling people to take the product like that?
Exactly. Yes, because it has this quick reaction. You don't need to take it earlier. And I think it also gives you a very nice routine, because sometimes also routines helps us. So if we say every day, just before I sleep, I take the Blueness, I take the product, then it also gives me, I always do every day the same. And then I know now it's sleeping time.
Yeah. So Brad, we combined the Blueness with Zisyphus. Am I saying that right? I say that every time I ask you if and Cover. So how does that formula work for you?
So the way I see it, it's like a synergistic effect. So, and I do agree with the 30 minutes before. So I'll talk
I think that's really important. A lot of people have made that mistake. Like people who take a sleeping tablet go, when's it going to knock me out? You know, it's not about that. It's about focusing. I want to go to sleep now, so I'm going to focus on going to sleep. So it's at the end of the day.
End of the day. It's part of that routine that if you take the Blueness, you take the product, and then within that last 30 minutes before you actually get into bed, you brush your teeth, you pack your lunch, or whatever you need to do in that short amount of time. Hopefully not in the same room, because you need to separate those things out. People, please, because that's too distracting. And then what you do from that is, people say, I can't wait 30 minutes. It's like, if you actually just brush your teeth and do basic things.
Breathe.
30 minutes is done. It's a very quick time point. And then from there, you're winding yourself down. We now know that, the 30 minutes, it's getting into the bloodstream, it's being absorbed and assimilated, and then you reach the peak point. So you know that 30 minutes, 1 hour, 3 hours, it's actually getting through the system. So you're actually winding yourself down internally. Externally, brushing your teeth is sending a signal, I'm going to bed soon, I'm packing my bag for tomorrow morning's rush or whatever. So you're sending the external signals. But when we look at the Blueness, we're sending the internal signals that we're working on the GABA. We're working on the receptors, which, as we talked about last time, is our break. We're slowing down, allowing us to become more focused and clear. So we can switch that button that says, let's go to sleep now.
Yeah.
You get into bed and you switch that switch. The processing or the electrical component of it from the Blueness is already there. It's already allowing the system to go into that sleep point.
Nice.
So 30 minutes is a really good time point.
Perfect. Yeah, it works for me. Look, one of the things I'd like to talk about now is the big bad word cortisol. You are both experts in cortisol. I am not. So I'm here to be educated by you two. One of the big things I understand is cortisol is what gives us that ability to outrun a saber-toothed tiger, as you you used a few podcasts ago, Brad.
Yes.
For people who don't know, we wake up with high cortisol, otherwise we wouldn't get out of bed.
True.
Unless we have a clinical issue in that area.
That's true.
So not bad at that time because we do want to get out of bed, but we do want to look at cortisol because a lot of us are training. Insulin resistance is a massive issue in the world at the moment. Weight management is a massive area. These type of products have a 24/7 concept around helping to strategize on what you can do in relation to long-term longevity. So do you want to talk about, let's talk about cortisol first, and then Sybil, you could probably touch on after that why you address cortisol in your research, because mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing to take on.
It's a very big thing, cortisol. One of the things we have to remember is cortisol is not bad.
Yes.
It's the excess that's bad. So like you said, in the morning you get what we call a cortisol dumpage. The body says, right, we're getting up. Once you put your feet on the ground and you stand up, the body's now activating all those pathways because you're getting up out of bed and you're now moving. So that's a good thing. It gets us up and running. Saber-toothed tiger may not be there yet, but you're actually getting up and moving. That's the good cortisol. Cortisol is anti-inflammatory and inflammatory.
Yes.
Again, depending on the level. So a lot of this is based on the level. A lot of people in today's world have too much cortisol. We're not burning it off. We're not as physically active unless you train a lot and do like set aside time. We're not as active as 100 years ago. We're not out plowing the fields, going into our gardens, doing our own veggies and stuff. Yeah. We have it delivered in some cases. We have everything given to us. So we're not burning off that excess cortisol. And then the next day, the body gives us a cortisol dump. The next day, the next day, the next day. So you can see it's like this exponential effect if it keeps building up. And then we hit that stress point. And then later on could be the exhaustion point as well, where we're creating too much of the feedbacks now saying you have too much cortisol already in the system. So I'm going to produce less. But the body's screaming out saying, no, I need it to get up.
Yep.
And insulin resistance is a good example that the body's becoming resistant to insulin. The cell receptors are not picking up the information required. Inside the cell, it's saying, I don't have enough glucose, not enough energy. The bloodstream has too much glucose. The system itself is not measuring it effectively because the receptor is saying, internally, there's not enough. I need to absorb more. I need to grab the chippy chips and carby carbs. I need to grab that quick fix, which then pushes up the cortisol, cholesterols, the insulins, the glucose, pushes everything else up on top of it. And then that's just that cycle.
And then under that, getting to school, driving in traffic, and then social media, bills.
Social media is 24/7. Yeah. Everything's becoming so accessible. Checking emails before arriving here today, it's like for me, I had to do that with work. And it's like, I should have said, no, it's too early. It's like 5 a.m. or whatever. No, I shouldn't have done that. But that was just today's world because it's
bad habits,
on your phone.
Dr. Brad.
Bad habits. I'm trying to break.
I know. How many people a day do you tell not to do that?
I tell everyone. Monkey see, monkey do, I reckon. So, yeah, it's one of those things. And if we can find a way to tone that effect down, because we need it. We need cortisol. We need to tone that effect down that we can still have the cortisol dump to get us up and going. Otherwise, we're in bed.
Mm.
So we need cortisol to get us out of bed. Not enough cortisol puts us into bed, as in we can't get out. But if you have too much cortisol and you don't metabolize it effectively, too much stress, exhaustion, it puts you into bed.
Yeah.
So too much and too little, you're in bed. You can't get up and you can't move around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we need to balance that out. And we can use other nutrients as well, other herbs, as you suggested, end of day, Sisyphus and Kava, to calm the system down, allow you to get into that sleep pattern more effectively. Beginning of the day, combining it with B6 and other nutrients as well and other herbs, allows you to get that pick up, get up and go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Sybil, from a cortisol perspective, why would your company want to research cortisol?
Well, I think why, I don't need to explain much more because the cortisol is so important. I mean, from a scientific point of view, it's not easy to do studies with cortisol because it's an inter-individual level. So everybody has his personal level of cortisol, even if it changes during the day with all people in the same pattern, but everybody is different. And that is also something which is very important to think about when you design a study. So it's very important that you do the study with a baseline. So you first have to have the baseline that the person has on the day, and then to check how it can be influenced. And it's also very important to do it always on the same time and on which time of the day you are doing it. So when you do a clinical study looking how you can reduce cortisol, it's very important to do a crossover study. Crossover study means that the people who take part in the study, that the same people who take the product, like in our case the Blueness, are also the same people who take the placebo.
Okay.
That you don't compare results results from different people. So that is called a crossover study. And then you also need to compare results to baseline and then how the product works. So in our study, the people were coming in the morning and they had a standardized breakfast. And then we took saliva samples because you can measure easily cortisol in saliva.
Very easily.
So we had the baseline. Then they had to do our test battery, which was a stress model. And then we tested it again. And then we had the influence of the stress and how cortisol can be influenced. And this is your baseline. And then you do the same using the product, the Blueness, and then you can compare the results. So one is, we know it's important, but then the other side is also, do your homework right, that you really get results that are reliable. And when we did the studies, we saw that we can reduce the cortisol, which had been elevated due to the stress model.
Nice. I love that.
Simple, easy. Well, I won't say easy to do because it's research, but that's the main point. You measure the same people and use them as their own control, because everyone has a different level of cortisol. What you can do is, you have your X amount of people, they are their own control. You measure their own cortisol and how they interact with the active and the placebo, in this case, the Blueness versus placebo. And then when you start getting a larger group of number of people, you can then compare the variances in that group. And we can say males, females, executives, you can have any stratification that you want. Yeah, you can have the people that work out versus the people that don't. So once you get your numbers up, but the best way how to do it is to measure it against the person's own levels, because they are their own constant, and we can do that and then compare it to other audiences. And morning is always good because we know about the cortisol dump. So with my research with platelets, we always did morning as well, because platelets are more active in the morning because it's to get you up and going. And platelets also interact with cortisol and adrenaline and other factors. So I'd be interested to see how Blueness works with platelets for my own benefit. But a lot of things are best measured in the morning. However, we could turn around and say in the evening, we could do other measurements based on the evening effect of cortisol, the plateauing and the balancing effect of that. Can we actually help people looking at other markers sleep better as well? Look at other sleep markers. So research is ever expanding, and that's the exciting thing. But the one constant, of course, in this case is the cortisol.
Mm-hmm. And why does good mood and focus directly correlate with cortisol? Like their word, we've used words like mood status, focus. So why does that work with cortisol?
I see cortisol as a driver. So on its own, at the perfect level, perfect, I don't want to say perfect health, but good health. Everything's running effectively. But once cortisol gets out of that balance,
which is real life
yeah. Now, it interacts with neurotransmitters, hormones, insulin receptors, glucose metabolism. So it starts having a greater impact. So females with polycystic ovary syndrome, so PCOS, they're going to have different cortisol levels and effects with their stress levels. Males of, you know, executive males, if I can say that, they have higher blood pressure, for example, it's going to heighten that blood pressure at the higher cortisol level. So it has greater application because it has greater effects on the body.
So from a longevity point of view, Dr. Sibylla, what does that mean for us by taking Blueness?
Well, if you take Blueness and you can balance out your cortisol, you for sure do not cut down your life. Let's say it like this, because I don't want to say you will live forever if you take Blueness, but if you don't take it,
yes, fountain of youth.
And your cortisol is always elevated, then you will just age quicker, because it's your body has to run all the time, and it don't have this relaxation and recovery periods in between, which are so important. That's also how we feel. If we feel stressed, we feel like we are on a run. We are always exhausted, even if we have not moved physically. And this is what the body is doing. It's running and running and running. And for sure, the resources will be then depleted much quicker, which means that also longevity could be shortened depending on other genetic facts, etc. So if you take Blueness, you give your body the gift that it can recover and be fit for the next day also.
I like that. I might finish this up here. The gift, Blueness. Get on board, guys. Thanks for coming in today, you two. I really appreciate getting the level of expertise you bring to a podcast to talk to us about an ingredient. And Sibyl, we love you, Blueness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.